9. What the angel has seen.
And now they approach. The warplate my master has not worn, the sword he has not drawn since the great crusade, are nested on the armourer's velvet biers. Rogel and Sanguinius follow the procession, solemn and pensive. I heave upon my planted staff and drag myself up from my little wooden throne. I can taste Rogel's impatience, perhaps even a little eagerness. He has held the reins of command since this began. Now he wants to be commanded. Now he wants to fight and carry his fury to our enemy in person, not through the remote instrument of some army or division. He will get his wish. We are not about to flee this field of war. There will be fighting enough for all of us. In Sanguinius I taste only pain and fear. He is wounded more grievously than he wants to admit or show. He is afraid he has fought too much and too recklessly to be fit for the final battle. I fear he's right. But he's hiding more than wounds. He's been hiding something else for much longer. He thinks I don't know, but my mind is busy, busy everywhere. I know of the escalating visions that have been haunting him. Sanguinius has inherited, like damned Magnus, his father's more esoteric aspect, a state of higher grace, and in that grace, a visionary foresight. But I believe that in some specific area, that foresight has begun to exceed his father's. The angel's visions have been coming with increasing frequency. He tries to cover them, but they are sharp thorns snagged in the silk of his thoughts. When his attention has been on other things, I have slipped into his mind, examined the visions to discern their value and origin. They have all been glimpses of futures, some through his brother's eyes. But there is one in particular that he keeps close, and will not, through force of will, reveal even to my mind-sight. I have gently tried to prize it from him, but the way to it is utterly blocked by a great fortress wall he has built from a single burning question. Why must we suffer? I share my concerns with the one I serve as I watch their slow approach. He knows already. Of course you do, I murmur. And what of the boy's question?
I will answer him. I will answer every question they ask. I owe them that.
Good, I whisper. Good. But I wonder, why that question? What calamity has he foreseen that makes that question so impenetrable and absolute?
Can you not guess, Malkador? He has seen me fall.
I breathe deeply to steady my nerves. And what might you tell him with regard to that, I ask?
I will tell him that I will not. I will face down the four and deny them, and I will cut the strings of their deluded puppet, my own first found, and I will return to the throne triumphant and take my place for 10,000 years, and 10 times 10,000 more.
I nod. Make sure of it, old friend,
I murmur,
for I will not be here to hold you to the promise.